Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer portion of today's conference. At that time, to ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Maggie Mooney-Seuss. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you so much, Julie. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our NOAA Fisheries Telephone Town Hall. Today, we're going to share information on our management and our science mission and our continuing efforts to develop an Alaska implementation plan for the NOAA Fisheries National Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. We're going to refer to this as the EEJ strategy going forward. Actually, I'm hearing a little feedback, so if somebody is on the line, if you could put your phone on mute, please, if you're not speaking. Thank you. So if there's any members of the media that joined the call today, I'd ask that you refrain from asking any questions at this time, because we really have limited time today, and we want to reserve the time for members of the public to provide input. I would be happy to follow up with any of you from the media that have questions after this call's over. The format for today's call includes brief presentations from both the science and the management side of the house. First, John Curlin, the Alaska Regional Administrator from NOAA Fisheries, will present a brief overview of our resource management responsibilities under various federal laws. Then Bob Foy, the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Director, will provide an overview of the science and research efforts conducted by the Science Center that support federal management action. Following this, I'll provide some highlights from the National EEJ Strategy and the steps we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. After these remarks, we'll have some time for some questions and hopefully some feedback from all of you. At that time, we'll provide more information on how you can queue up to ask questions. And as the operator said, at that point, you'll be able to hit star one and we'll be able to open lines. We see today really as the continuation of a conversation to better identify and engage with underserved communities in Alaska. Today is about establishing a foundation for successful engagement so we can have productive and meaningful discussions with you on the topics that matter to you. We know that we need to do more to improve communication, so a focus for today is really going to be about identifying a process for communication with the charter boat industry and the recreational fishery to hear from you on equity issues that are of concern to you. We want to explore barriers to communicating with NOAA Fisheries, hear your thoughts on the best ways we might better engage with the charter boat fishermen, the recreational industry, and others participating in this town hall meeting today. Since time's limited today, it's likely that not everyone will have a chance to speak, or some of you may prefer instead to provide some feedback in writing, and you can do that. You can send feedback via emails to myself, or you can send, you can go to our website. If you actually type into your Google or Yahoo browser, NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, you should be brought to our EEJ implementation plan. You can find information there on how to submit written comments. Again, if you have any questions about how to access that page, I'm happy to talk to people offline. But you can also try just typing in NOAA Fisheries Alaska and scrolling to the bottom of that page, you'll see a bar that'll have our EEJ implementation plan at the bottom, and you can click on that and get right to that page with that information. Just remind people we're recording today, so if you have any problems with being recorded, you can jump off and you'll be able to listen to the recording after the fact. So now I'm going to turn our call over to our first speaker, John Curlin. John's the regional administrator, as I said, for the Alaska Regional Office. John became regional administrator in March of 2022. He previously served in three other senior leadership roles in Alaska, the assistant regional administrator for habitat conservation, the acting deputy regional administrator, and assistant regional administrator for protected resources. Before moving to Alaska, John was the National Essential Fish Habitat Coordinator based at NOAA Fisheries Headquarters Office. And prior to that, he worked at the Habitat Program in NOAA Fisheries Northeast Region, now called the Greater Atlantic Region. Now I'll turn the call over to John Kerlin.
Thanks very much, Maggie. Welcome, everybody. Glad you could join us today to talk about the development of an Alaska implementation plan for our national strategy for equity and environmental justice. So as Maggie mentioned, I'm the regional administrator for Alaska, so I oversee all of NOAA Fisheries regulatory and management programs here in Alaska. And I'll give you kind of a snapshot of what that's all about for those who are not so familiar with our agency. So our primary responsibility is stewardship of living marine resources and their habitats. And we meet that mission through three major natural resource programs. The first is sustainable fisheries. We're responsible for working with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and others to manage fisheries in federal waters. So that is from 3 miles offshore out to the limits of the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone, 200 miles offshore. So we work with the council to develop fishery management plans, amendments, regulations to modify the fisheries to make sure that they continue to support achieving optimum yield, that none of the fish stocks get overfished, that bycatch is minimized, that we're essentially meeting all of the requirements under the Magnuson-Stevens Act to ensure sustainable fisheries out into the future. And, of course, that's hugely important in Alaska because Alaska accounts for about 60% of the seafood in the United States. So it's a huge economic driver for the state and the nation, as well as hugely important to Alaska. We are also responsible for management of protected resources through our protected resources division. So that group focuses on conservation and recovery of marine mammals, working to minimize interactions between marine mammals and commercial fisheries, to minimize impacts of other activities on marine mammals, such as coastal development, construction, that sort of thing. With our Alaska Native partners on co-management of subsistence use of marine mammals, operate the Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program to disentangle marine mammals that might be entangled in fishing gear or other debris, to document the cause of death when we can, when a marine mammal carcass washes ashore, and understand human causes of mortality so we can help. We also work to minimize other stresses on protected resources, such as harassment from tourism or other activities. Our third natural resource program is habitat conservation. That division is responsible for identifying and describing essential fish habitat for all commercially managed species under the Magnuson-Stevens Act and reviewing coastal construction projects and other federal actions to minimize their impacts. Then we have some support functions in a few other divisions. Our Restricted Access Management Division is responsible for issuing fishing permits and managing fishing quota for all of our complex cat share programs and other programs. Operations and Management Division that is responsible for things like budget and facilities and grants and safety and human resources. Information Services Division, that's essentially our IT shop for programming to support all of our fishery management programs, computer programming, building the software, building the databases, and so forth, keeping our computer. We also have a few other programs operated out of the Regional Administrator's Office. To facilitate mariculture in Alaska, so that's shellfish and seaweed culture. Communications shop for public affairs and media relations, tribal relations coordinator to meet our obligations. Keep up with Arctic policy out of our front office. So So that's just kind of a quick snapshot of who we are. And again, I just want to really welcome everybody to this discussion about our implementation plan for the National EEJ strategy. Thanks.
Thanks, John. I'm now going to introduce Bob Foy. Bob Foy is the Science Center Director. Bob joined NOAA Fisheries in 2007 as the director of the center's Kodiak Laboratory and the program manager for our shellfish assessment program. He led the program on assessment, biological and ecological research of commercial crab species in Alaska. Bob earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology from the University of Michigan and a Master in Science in Fisheries and a PhD in oceanography from the University of Alaska. Now I'd like to introduce Bob Foy.
Thank you, Maggie. Much appreciated. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks very much for tuning in to this really important but brief discussion on EEJ. I very much look forward to your input. And my first focus here will be on what the Alaska Fisheries Science Center does and focus on what EEJ is. So the Alaska Fisheries Science Center is located in multiple places in the state of Washington and the state of Alaska. We have a number of different divisions that I'll walk through. But first, what is EEJ and what should you think about as we're going through all of our equities in our different programs in Alaska? And it's a simple question from a scientific perspective. Are we collecting the data that represents you? So from the perspective of your fisheries and your businesses, do you see that we are adequately and equitably collecting the information that you need to run your business, that we need in order to manage your aspect of fisheries? So I'll start with our division in Auk Bay in Juneau. Our laboratories there are broad and are focused on survey assessment and a high focus on laboratory work. Our main salmon research comes out of the Auk Bay laboratories, and this is out at the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute. We have our focus on sablefish research and stock assessment. We also conduct a number of our ecosystem studies and diet studies at this laboratory. And then we have some of our condition, our energetics, and our genetics work being conducted out of this laboratory. And then lastly, a good portion of our mariculture research happens here as well. So what you can hear is that at this facility, in particular at the Auk Bay Laboratories, there's a breadth of science that's being done. Everything from understanding how organisms interact with their environment to how we use genetics to better understand where those organisms are from, to how we take that information and the information from our core surveys and assess just how many fish are in the ocean. And we've got a large focus on that at this division. There is also the salmon work that goes on here, and this is in support of the Pacific Salmon Treaty. This is also in support of better understanding the relationships between salmon and our groundfish fisheries in Alaska. So quite a breadth of work that is done within that division. We also have the Fisheries Monitoring and Analysis Division, or our Observer Program. And this program is mostly located at our Seattle campus at Sandpoint. And this is the program that oversees the information coming from observers from our commercial fisheries. So we work with independent companies to identify what kind of observer coverage that we want to have. That observer coverage, and sometimes we refer to this as fishery-dependent data, is collected so that we understand what the catch looks like. We understand certain aspects about the catch, for instance, size of the fish and crab being caught, as well as bycatch, so that we can understand how our fisheries are impacting other species and the ecosystem, if you will. So this is a large program, a large division. Another division within the Alaska Fisheries Science Center is our Marine Mammal Laboratory. So this might seem like this is completely separate from fisheries, but it's not. We have responsibilities under the Magnuson-Stevens Act on the fisheries side of the house, but we also have responsibilities under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, as well as others, in understanding the relationship between fisheries and marine mammals. So we have a whole division looking at marine mammal abundance, marine mammal distribution, as well as marine mammal production and biology. And often there is a direct link between the success of some of those marine mammal species and stocks with our ability to conduct and manage some of our key fisheries. We also share marine mammal management with our co-management partners in some of the Alaska Native communities, as well as other agencies that focus on specific marine mammals. Next division is our Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Division. That's a mouthful. We call it our RACE division. And this has the largest number of scientists focused on our surveys. So this division is focused on our fish surveys, our crab surveys, and our ecosystem surveys. Some of these are conducted on charters, on commercial vessels in cooperation with industry vessels, as well as on the NOAA vessel, the Oscar Dyson. The goal of these collections, and we call these our fishery independent data collections, are to provide an independent assessment of how many fish or crab there are, what their sizes are, what their reproductive state is. At the end of the day, our goal is to be able to assess and interpolate how much of these species are in the ocean, where they live, and what their relationship is to the ocean environment. And that leads me to our last division. We take all of this information, and ultimately what we want to be able to do is model mathematically how many fish and crab and marine mammals are in the ocean, but also provide that in the context of management and how much production is occurring and how much then we believe that these stocks can sustain in terms of fisheries removals. So this is our Research Ecology and Fisheries Management Division. This division is focused on our population assessments. This division is focused on the trends that we see over time, our diet studies that help us understand the species interactions, our focus on climate modeling, and some of our socioeconomic work. The socioeconomic focus allows us to collect information on how fisheries decisions, how changing environment with respect to fisheries is impacting our communities, is impacting our different fisheries sectors. And that helps us better understand and help inform some of our decision making. I also mentioned climate modeling here, and this is a critical component of what we do, and that is to consider how climate change, which is affecting each and every one of you and your businesses, is impacting the conservation of the species in our fisheries, as well as our community. So that is a large effort that we have within the Alaska Fisheries Science Center to collect all of this information and provide it back to the managers at the Alaska Regional Office, as you just heard from John Kerlin, as well as the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council and other management bodies in the Alaska region. So with that, Maggie, I will turn it back to you.
Thanks, Bob. So again, just to, if any of you have had a chance to go to the website, our PowerPoint slides are up there too. You can get them afterward. But if you want to jump in and follow along, remind you, go into your browser, whether it's Google or Yahoo, and type NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, and hopefully you'll get to our page. If not, just go to our homepage, NOAA Fisheries Alaska. Scroll to the bottom and you'll see a link to that page. you should be able to download or open the PowerPoint if you want to follow along. I have just a few more slides that I'll give you this overview of what EEJ is now, and then we'll open this up for questions, so there's not a lot more talking on our end. As I mentioned earlier in the introduction, I'm going to highlight the national EEJ strategy and the next steps that we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. I'm going to begin on slide 5 if you have been able to access that slide deck. We're excited to share the finalized NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice National Strategy that was released last year in May. Recognizing that not all communities have had equal access to NOAA Fisheries services, we embarked on a multi-year process to develop this strategy. The EEJ strategy guides us to serve all communities more equitably and effectively and reflects input that we receive as part of this extensive national and regional effort of public engagement. We created this strategy, the national strategy, using input from NOAA Fisheries staff and the public. We're going to continue to collect and engage information and engage with communities to implement this strategy at the regional level. And I want to take a moment to thank all of you who did submit comments when we sought input for that national plan when it was developed. The public feedback that we received informed development of the national strategy, and it does have relevance for the effort that we're undertaking today to develop our Alaska implementation plan. Specifically, we recognize that the formal engagement process, particularly around new regulations, makes it hard for underserved communities to respond. The short timelines and the lack of transparency and management processes also makes people feel that regulations are already written and their feedback has no impact. Thus, there was an agency recommendation to communicate early and often with our stakeholders. Also, we recognize that we need to do a better job working together internally and with other federal agencies, the Fishery Management Council, so that our work is aligned and so that communities are not overburdened with requests to engage with us. And finally, we need to support capacity for NOAA EEJ work by hiring local place-based staff with cultural language expertise and research the social impacts of the management decisions on people and communities. We want you to know that we're already taking some of these steps, but we know more work needs to be done, and really that's why we're here today. I'm going to move on to slide 6, and we identified 3 overarching goals to move us closer to EEJ for all underserved communities. The first goal is to prioritize identification, equitable treatment, and meaningful involvement of underserved communities. The second goal is to provide equitable delivery of our services. And the third goal is to prioritize EEJ and our mission work to show some progress. Under this, we've identified 6 core and interrelated areas where we can improve. We begin at the center of this diagram with an empowering environment. By this, we mean that we want to institutionalize EEJ with leadership support and a trained and diverse workforce. Moving to policy and plans, which is directly above empowering environment, we want to ensure that our policies promote equitable opportunities for all and do not create unintended inequalities or burdens for underserved communities. Research and monitoring is to the right. We want to identify underserved communities and their needs, conduct collaborative research, and assess impacts of our management decisions. Outreach and engagement, which is in the bottom right, we want to build relationships with underserved communities to better understand their engagement preferences and improve information sharing with all communities. Benefits is on the bottom left. We want to distribute benefits equitably among communities by increasing the access to opportunities for underserved communities. And inclusive governance, which is to the left of this diagram. We want to support meaningful involvement of underserved communities in decision-making processes. To operationalize this national EEG effort at the regional level, science centers and regional offices across the country have established internal working groups that include a diverse group of individuals, people with very different backgrounds, people in leadership, program managers on the science and social science side, outreach and communications experts, tribal and community liaisons, and a tribal research coordinator here at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. However, implementing this EEJ strategy requires the participation of all our NOAA staff, our entire workforce. And so we're doing some things internally to engage our own staff. We're exploring cultural awareness trainings, developing, refining communications and engagement protocols, and we're establishing internal working groups to promote greater equity and inclusion in our workforce. And then externally, that's why we're here today. We want to engage with more communities. We want to better define what are underserved communities and how can we ensure they have equal access to NOAA fishery services. Our goal is to get community input and feedback from various communities to help guide development of this regional implementation plan. So that's, again, why we're here today. And I want to try to get through this fairly quickly so we can get to some of the opportunity for you to provide some feedback. So I'm going to jump to slide 7 and let you know where we've been and where we're going. In slide 7, we talk about, you know, two phases of implementing this plan. We really started all of this last year, May of 2023. We plan to continue this phase 1 to the end of this month. And during that time, we've hosted a few conversations in tribal forums and with some fishing groups. We've held 6 telephone town halls prior to this one with tribes and the general public. We are soliciting written input, and we're gathering information on preferred methods for communicating with various groups, the best season or timing for communicating, locations to engage, as well as the best ways to solicit feedback. And this information is going to be compiled into a draft report that we have to get to our next. Probably the end of September. In addition to telephone town halls like this, we're planning to do some hub meetings where we're actually going to get out into the community. And we're also planning to participate on smaller scale forums, talk to groups that are interested in speaking with us, and again, keep collecting feedback, document concerns and needs, and continue to refine this EEJ implementation plan. Even though we've put that draft in nationally, we're going to keep refining this. And even when we produce the final product, which we hope to have done by the end of this fiscal year, we expect we're going to revisit this often and frequently so that we continue to refine it as it's needed. I'm going to move on to slide 8. And I think slide 8 really is just about telling you who's on our team. We've got a few people here today, and there are a lot of others that are not here today that are engaged in this. But if you want to contact any of us, you can do that. Myself, Emily Wilson, she's a tribal coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office. Julie Fair, she's the public affairs officer for the Alaska Regional Office. And Mabel Baldwin Schaefer is the tribal research coordinator for the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. All of us are available anytime to have follow-up conversations if you have any questions after this telephone town hall is over. So we're going to open it up now for questions and answers. And, you know, if some of you feel more comfortable sending us written comments, please feel free to do that. You can provide that information by using our form online, or you can send us an email. Either way works for us. So, operator, I'm going to have you start to queue people up and remind people if you want to ask a question, please hit *1. And if you haven't given us your name, if you could let us know your name, that would be really great because we'd like to follow up with anybody after this if you have follow-up questions. So again, hit *1 if you think you have a question for us, and you can ask clarifying questions of our leadership about what they presented, about our org structure and the things we do. You can share concerns that you have about things maybe that we're not doing so well, and as well as share what you think we could do better, or if you have ideas on things that we could do to improve and engage more effectively, ways that we could communicate better. I'm also curious to hear what you guys think of this format, if you like conference calls, or if it's frustrating now that we live in this world of seminars and Google Hangouts, if you need to see faces for it to be more engaging. So I'll take a breath and see if people have any questions. So hit star one if you have a question for us. And to remind you, we will be recording this. So if you missed anything, joined us late, you can always go back online and listen to that. We'll have that up probably within a day or so of this meeting.
Thank you. As a reminder, I apologize.
That's okay.
Go ahead. Please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. Unmute your phone when recording your name, and to withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, it is star 1 to ask a question.
This really is an opportunity for you to let us know how we're doing, what we could do better, ask questions about our mission. We're open to hearing anything and everything.
Maggie, this is John. Maybe I'll just chime in here while folks are thinking about that, just to note that, you know, a lot of our stakeholders participate really actively in the North Pacific Fishery Management Council process. A lot of recreational and charter sector folks participate through the International Pacific Halibut Commission, but we're really trying to figure out who we might not be reaching and how we can serve people better, people who may not be as plugged into those existing avenues for participation. So any feedback along those lines would be super helpful for us.
Yeah, if there's any local meetings that we should be attending, if you guys have a meeting, association meetings that you might want to get us on a board meeting, any of us, Emily, myself, Julie, some of our staff in our Sustainable Fisheries Division, any of us are available to give a briefing of what EEJ is all about and collect additional input on how we could, you know, develop this plan with input from communities on things that you're concerned about, things that we can focus on, that we can improve. All right, we got our first question. Operator, if you could open Kurt's line, that would be terrific.
Kurt, your line is open.
Yeah, my name is Kurt Whitehead, Prince of Wales Island, Treasure Hunter Lodge. Not so much a question as a statement. It was really nice to have one of your representatives from NOAA come to Prince of Wales last spring and met with quite a few of the charter operators, and that was great because a lot of us operate a little bit better in person having a meeting like that. So I think there was good feedback to and from. It was a pretty lengthy discussion, and I think a lot of us are probably a little more comfortable in person, and logistically, sending your whole crew to Prince of Wales isn't feasible, but having Kurt come over here, I think that was his name, was great. But I don't know that I have a very good question for you. Just that statement. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. That is helpful. Obviously, we love doing in-person meetings as much as we can. Alaska is a big place and getting around is hard, but we are planning on trying to do some hub meetings, and hopefully we have some resources, hopefully, to bring some people in. So open to suggestions on good places in Southeast and Northern Alaska where we should be trying to pull these hub meetings together. So if you have thoughts on that, that's terrific.
Actually, I do, but can you, you still got a copy? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Go.
So most of the people on POW, there's only 3,500 of us. There's quite a few that are active on the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Advisory Committees, and that's usually how the majority of the people that want information that are interested share it. And we have call-in options. There's three advisory committees on POW, and it would be nice to have a representative from NOAA if we do have questions, because quite often we're wrestling with regulations. A lot of times it's Southeast, most of the time it's Southeast Alaska fish, shellfish regulations. But quite often we'll have a guest come, right? If we have halibut questions, if we have the game hunting question, or, we have the game biologist. So if there is a representative that would be willing to participate, usually their evening meetings or even Saturday meetings, which present a problem for some of the ADF&G personnel, but the majority of them make time. But having somebody, we could save a lot of steps by asking somebody who's a little more informed. But yeah, maybe you can reach out to me after the meeting and or kick it around if there is a person that might volunteer to want to attend one of these meetings down the road. It'd be great.
Sure. I think that's terrific. I think for this EEJ effort and potentially, you raised an interesting idea of, if ADF&G is doing this kind of on a regular basis to discuss new regs or something, maybe we should be thinking about doing some of these things or getting on that call once in a while when there's something relevant that the charter boat or recreational fishing industry might be interested in hearing more about.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great way to learn about whatever we have questions with. I can't think of this is kind of the tail end of the season. Usually, the majority of the ACs in the state, there's 84 authorized. There's 50 some that are active, and normally they meet at the end of the fall through the winter. And most of the time it's ADF&G specific regulations, but, it might be a great way to get solve problems.
Thank you. I really appreciate the feedback.
Yep. Thank you.
So again, to remind people, if anybody else wants to queue up, hit *1. And if you could say your name, that would be terrific. And then we can take any other questions or suggestions. And just to remind people, we will keep information, updated information on that NOAA Fisheries website. Again, it's NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, and if you just click on there, there's a little history of when we started. You can hear recordings if you're interested for other meetings that we have. We're going to try to make sure we get these up shortly after we do them. There's the PowerPoint presentation. There's a form to provide written feedback. If after today you think about this and something comes to your mind that you really wish you had asked, please feel free to either type an email to me or one of the other members of the group, and we'll happily get back to you, or you can fill out the form. We've got some questions in there that might stimulate some thought on things that you might want to give us some feedback on. Okay, we have somebody else queuing up. Brian, operator, can you open Brian's line?
Brian, your line is open.
Hi. This is Brian Ritchie from Homer with the Homer Charter Association. I think that maybe it was the February meeting, it may have been December, for the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. We saw the council initiate a discussion paper on permits, how many latent permits there are, details on permit ownership and things like that. And I think maybe that fits in fairly well here, but I was wondering what level of detail that motion or a discussion paper on that was going to go into. I think that we're seeing, especially in South Central Alaska, it seems like we're seeing more consolidation of permits into communities or hubs, places like Homer. And I'm wondering if that paper is going to look at that and if that's something we can address. Thank you.
Well, I know we've got John Curlin on here and one of his staff from Sustainable Fisheries. I don't know if we've got the right person that can answer questions about that paper, but hopefully you guys are aware of it and maybe can give Brian a little input.
Yeah, hey, Brian. I'm thinking that may have been part of the IFQ program review, and unfortunately, I don't have any specifics on that off the top of my head. I'll pause here and see if we've got anybody else online who may know more about it. Okay, well, if not, Brian, we can get back to you with that information.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
So, Brian, you should have hopefully my email or however you got Julie Fair's email, and if you could just send us a quick note, we'll make sure we follow up with you and provide you a contact to get more information.
Great. That would be really helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm practicing. We're supposed to take a long pause of about 8 seconds, but it always feels so awkward to give people a chance to think about whether they have any comments or thoughts, questions, and realize this is not the only chance that you'll have to talk to us about this. We are interested in having further conversations, further calls like this, if this makes sense. As you heard earlier, potentially joining Alaska Fish and Game Advisory Committee's meetings to just talk there. If you guys have other suggestions on Charter Boat Association meetings or anything else that you think we could reach more people, what our goal really is to try and reach people who really aren't participating so much in the council process. And they're still our constituents. And we need to do a better job reaching out and sharing information, hearing their concerns, and trying to address those concerns. Okay, well, I'm going to let people start to wrap up here. And if you think of a question, you can interrupt us. If you don't, again, remember that you can go to that website and provide written comment, or you can send us an email if you have things that you want to follow up with after this. Maybe I'll turn this back over to John Curlin and see if there's anything you want to say in closing, John.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I just want to thank everybody again for your time today. And again, this is all about effort on our part to try to reach out to folks who we may not have been connecting with as well as we should to provide services related to our mission for sustainable fisheries, for conservation and recovery of marine mammals, and conservation of the habitats that fisheries and marine mammals depend upon. So we're looking forward to the next stages of developing an Alaska implementation plan for this equity and environmental justice strategy, and continuing to hear from folks on how we can serve you better and how we can serve people better who may not feel like they've been able to benefit from our services or participate so well in our processes. So thanks so much, and we look forward to more engagement on this.
And Bob Foy, anything you want to say in closing?
Thanks, Maggie. I will just add that, again, going back to data, think about whether or not we have the information that you think we need in order to complete that mission that John just mentioned. Think about whether or not those services include an adequate representation of who you are relative to the NOAA Fisheries mission. Thanks again for participating in this, and we really welcome more input. And please share this with others. There's not a lot of people here. You know a lot more who could, should be involved in this, so please share this with them.
So again, thank you guys for joining us. Our plan will be to try to get a draft of this done by April 1st, and then we'd like to continue to have meetings. We're hoping to do these hub meetings this year, so if you have thoughts on those, good locations to bring people together, a meeting that may be happening already that we could piggyback on where people are already gathering, love to do that. So open to all kinds of suggestions and feedback. And again, really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for your participation. Participants, you may disconnect at this time.